The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This Heart of America 200 Betting Picks edition of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, NASCAR, F1, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com using promo code RACE, SGPN, to get a 100% deposit match. We are also brought to you by NYRA Bets. Sign up today for a free $25 free bet and $200 deposit bonus with promo code SGPN25. Just go to NYRABets.com/SGPN25.
Drivers, start your
strap in and pull those belts up tight as the Sports Gambling Podcast Network presents the NASCAR Gambling Podcast.
I'll wreck my mom to win a championship. I'll wreck your mom to win a championship.
With all the news and the best bets for your NASCAR weekend.
It refrains me from not beating the shit out of you right now because you ask me stupid questions. But since I'm on probation, I suppose that that's improper to say as well. If you could talk about racing things, we could talk about racing things.
Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and Cody Zeeb.
It is a fine day to talk racing things here on the NASCAR Gambling Podcast. He's Cody Zeeb. I'm Rod Villagomez, and today we talk trucks. Feels like it's been a little while since we've discussed the Craftsman Truck Series, Cody, but here we are talking about trucks in Kansas. No Xfinity this weekend, so yeah, we get the sole attention put on trucks and Cup this weekend.
Yeah, it is. It has been a while, Rod. Too long. Love the truck series. Obviously, we know we always get great racing out of these guys. So excited that they're back. No Xfinity, so that moves them to Saturday night under the lights in Kansas, which is always seems to be a really good race. Been able to be there the last couple years for the spring race, which is awesome. John Little checking in. Truck night in Kansas. Let's fucking go. I think he usually makes it out to Kansas. I'm sad I'm not making it this time, but hopefully be back in the fall to enjoy it. But excited to take it in on TV and have some money on it.
definitely have some money on it. And of course, as it's been a few weeks, maybe we have forgotten some of the names and the faces that go along with this truck series. So we will reacquaint you with all of your favorite drivers in the truck series. Again, so crazy to think that we haven't had it in a while. But again, so we'll do this truck series episode for the betting picks. Then we'll do a dedicated underdog episode later this week on it. And then, of course, we'll come back with our Cup Series. But yeah, Kansas, it's definitely going to be a good race. These trucks always put on a good show. Another mile and a half for these guys. So, I'm excited and super ready for it. It's going to be one of the highlights of my weekend for sure, because, like you said, trucks usually give us the absolute best race that we can hope for on any given weekend.
Yeah, exactly. They do, and we're coming off of last race they were at was Texas, so mile and a half. We've had Las Vegas earlier this year, so we do have a couple of races to look at as well as we head into this weekend, Rod. Checking out the entry list, only 33 trucks entered for this race, which is, that number keeps staying below where it should be, which is a little bit unfortunate, but all of them will make the race. Brett Moffitt, the cover guy on YouTube, of course, if you're watching over there, he's going to be in the one Tricon truck. This is a great ride for him. We have plenty to talk about Brett Moffitt today, so a name we'll definitely be bringing up. Connor Mosack is in the 7 truck for Spire. They'll be entering this one. Jennifer Jo Cobb, she's a native of the Kansas City area. She's going to be back in the number 10 truck. You've got, I lost it. Zane Smith in the 91, back for the McAnally Hilgeman. And then Cam Waters, I believe he is the other Australian supercars guy. He is back in the 66 truck for Thor Sport. So those are your kind of notables on the entry list. So Zane Smith, the only Cup guy in this one. I don't believe there's any restrictions this week as far as, well, Zane's in the race. So obviously no restrictions as far as who can run it. But Zane's the only one that's entered.
Yeah, but Zane gets that special, like, I'm coming back from being full-time, so can I please hang out with folks that I don't have to worry about being in 30-something place all day long? Can I run up front, please, with you guys?
Yeah, these truck races have to be a little therapy for him, because it's been a little rough in the Cup Series so far.
Yeah, it's like going back to your high school after you graduated and become successful, and you're like, yeah, I'm back, buddy. Or maybe you're not successful, and you just want to come back and feel successful for a little bit. I think that may be what it is. So,
yeah, you were the star athlete in high school. Now you're like a bench warmer in college. So you got to come back, and you're the man on campus again.
You're Al Bundy throwing that touchdown pass in his state championship. Speaking of championships, it's playoff time. Playoffs. That's right. Make sure to tune in all week to the NBA and Hockey Gambling Podcast for episodes to get you locked in on exciting playoff action. Go Avs! Grabbed the series last night from the Jets. They are now advancing further along in their Stanley Cup dreams. So make sure you're following along with the Hockey Gambling Podcast. Hopefully they gave you some good picks as far as who to choose and continue to choose as the Stanley Cup gets closer. Plus, it's Derby Week on the Sports Gambling Podcast. Tune in as the guys get you ready for the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. All right, Cody, like you said, it is the Kansas race. It is the Heart of America 200. We are set for 134 laps around this 1.5 mile paved track for 201 miles on the dot. Ready for some action, ready for some trucks to be beat and banging around. And I think we really don't have much else to cover except for it's time for the bets.
Yeah, I mean, really, at this point, there's not any news that's broken. Nothing's come out. We still don't know for sure on the 43 deal in the Cup Series. It's notable that Corey Heim is listed on the qualifying sheet, but that's likely, I think Bob kind of presented that well, that's likely just because of the formula he raced last week, so it'll give him a better qualifying spot. Whatever, Eric Jones still on the entry list. We still don't know for sure. Again, I would assume it's going to be Corey Heim, but we shall see how that goes. Other than that, though, Rod, that's really the only news story out there. Walter checking in. What's up, guys? Need some winners this week. Been on a 3-week losing streak. Well, that's no good. Hopefully we'll give you some winners this week.
Let's hope to turn it around, buddy.
Yeah, turn it around. Get you on the right track in the truck series on a Saturday night. Trucks under the lights is where it should be, Rod. On a Saturday night, it's going to be a lot of fun. So what do you say we get started with the bets?
I'm ready. If you're ready, let's do it.
Let's do it. Well, Rod, it's time. We're going to go to my guy, Corey Heim. Top 3 finish plus 110. Look, it's Corey Heim. I mean, really, that's probably all the explanation that you need. But if you need more explanation than that, let's go back to Texas. He finished second place there to Kyle Busch. And you go back to Las Vegas, and he finished third place there. So he's 2-for-2 this season, Rod. finishing inside of the top three. You look at his last three races here at Kansas. He was fourth in the fall, second last spring, seventh in the race before that. He also led 40 laps in that fall race. So I looked back over mile and a half. So over this, you know, obviously we've had this season, and then I looked back into last season. He's got six top four finishes in a row on mile and a half tracks. That doesn't include Atlanta, although if you want to toss Atlanta in there, he finished third there as well. So you could make it seven top four finishes in a row. But as we know, Super Speedway racing, not going to count that. So six times he's finished in the top four. Five of those, Rod, have been inside the top three. Fourth place here in the fall was the one exception where he did finish in fourth place. So been doing pretty good. And then if you go back actually over the entire last season and this season, seventh place at Texas last fall was his, or seventh place at Texas. Yeah, Texas last fall was the only time he had a non-top four last year and this year on mile and a half. So Corey Heim always in the mix. Again, there's no Kyle Busch's in this field. I mean, Zane Smith is the only guy in the field, and it'd probably take Heim over Smith most of the time at this point in time. So, yeah, I love Corey Heim this week. He should be fast yet again, as he is almost every single week. We've talked about being one of the most consistent guys in the field. Again, he had, like, what, two finishes outside the top eight, I think, last season in general, and he's done really well on mile and a half also. So give me Corey Heim, plus 110 for a top three. This is a little bit of a chalky week, Rod. It's definitely felt that way between yesterday and today, but I think we kind of have a pretty solid picture of how things should go down this weekend. Sometimes chalky is the way to bet, and we'll change it up. There's some few things in here that aren't chalky, including my next bet. But there's going to be some chalky things this weekend that I think are going to come through for us.
Well, and the books weren't really doing us any favors with that either. There's a lot of chalk out there. A lot of minus money bets that are like, meh. But if you look at the way the Truck Series kind of progressed so far this season, it is pretty much exactly that. With the you know, with the exception of Roger.
I mean, Roger Cruz hit a what, 80-1.
Yeah, but other than that, like, there's been a lot of chalk. So I can understand why the books are sort of playing it close to the vest. But you know, again, that doesn't mean we didn't find some good ways to get up there.
Yes, exactly. Robert checking in the chat. What's up, guys? Can you believe Bowman was top 10 was 5-1 on Bet365 yesterday? Rod, this is your commercial break for joining the Discord. We talked yesterday on the podcast. I wanted Alex Bowman. He's probably going to come out minus 110, minus 120, whatever it is. I'll take it. I like it there for a top 10. Stay tuned in the Discord because people are always watching the lines. They're going to let you know when it comes out. JDK jumps in there. 5-1 for Alex Bowman, top 10. I hope that you got it early because I think it's like minus 120 where it should be now. So that was your chance. Robert's got it as well. So awesome to hear. And yeah, John checking in also. No rain in the forecast for Saturday night. Storms in the morning. Going to be a cool 52 degrees. That'll be a cool race out there for sure. I know it was raining when I walked inside just a few minutes ago here. We've had a lot of rain in this Midwest here lately. And Sam seeing Corey plus 125 on the Caesar Speakeasy. Is the Caesar Speakeasy back for the Truck Series?
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to see it, so maybe you need to find it.
I'll have to look into this while you're talking.
Okay, look into this while I give you my first bet, and that is to continue to fade Ty Majeski. I'm going to take Zane Smith over Ty Majeski. And again, Zane Smith, if you're just taking what his results are in the Cup Series and really ignoring the fact that he's still dominant in the Truck Series, then that is on you. Ty Majeski has actually put together a pretty decent season, but again, this is Zane Smith we're talking about. This is the perennial championship contender. This is a guy who has seven top 10 finishes and eight starts on this track. Half of those have been top fives, and he has a win. His last finishes, Rod, you say, hold on, before you even go any further, Rod, he was in the 38 truck. I know, I get it, I know, but here's his finishes. This is relevant to the situation. Let me explain it to you. 7th, 1st, 4th, 3rd, and 5th were his last five finishes on this track going back to 2021. Again, that's a solid run of top fives right there in a row, four in a row for Zane Smith. But you look at what he's done this season, right? And you think to yourself, yeah, but Rod, you know, he hasn't been that great in the Truck Series. He's in that 91. Well, hold up. In the three races that he's been in, Las Vegas, he finished 8th. Bristol, he finished 3rd. Fort Worth, he finished 5th at Texas. Like, that's actually a solid run for a guy who's not really doing well, right? Three top 10 finishes, two top 5 finishes, one top 3 finish in the three races that he's been in. I mean, I know it's not Zane Smith of the past, but it's still not bad in that 91 truck if he's turning in top 10s, top 5s, and the likes. And if you even look at the head-to-heads for him and Ty Majeski in those races, right? Majeski finished 10th at Las Vegas. It was Zane Smith finishing 8th at Bristol. Ty Majeski finished 34th, right? He had that engine problem that knocked him out. Well, guess what? Zane Smith finished 3rd in that race. At Texas, it was a 10th place finish for Ty Majeski, where it was a 5th place finish for Zane Smith. He is 3-for-3 this season, finishing better than Ty Majeski. Ty Majeski on Kansas, well, he's got 6 starts. He's only got 2 top 10 finishes in those 6 starts, neither of which have come in the last 2 races as a driver of the 98 truck. So, I'm telling you right now, 25th and 18th were his last 2 finishes for Ty Majeski on this track. Something about this track does not suit well with Ty Majeski. Therefore, again, Zane Smith quietly putting together a decent enough run anytime he gets in that truck, and he's done it better than Majeski every single time that he stepped in that truck. So at minus 120, I'm not afraid to take this matchup, even if it means a couple of spots difference between these guys. It's still going to end up being Smith over Majeski.
I like this, Rod. I don't know if you were in the dock last night or this morning. I had a couple of bets on Majeski I was trying to convince myself to take, and I couldn't do it. I was at this race last season. Majeski had a really fast truck, got into some issues early, was behind, ends up getting wrecked. And so I was like, I want to kind of target him because I remember seeing that fast truck. And then I'm looking at his history here, and I'm looking at how he's done since that tire gate, Rod. And I'm like, man, it's tough to take him. So, I like this one actually with you. I researched myself out of any Ty Majeski, and I think Zane Smith is going to be more reliable. We're going to talk more in a bit about how fast these McAnally Hilgeman trucks are. He's in one of those. Let's not forget that. It's arguably it's toss up with them and Tricon as to who's the best team right now over there. So also, I would like to say shout out to my research assistant, Sam. It is plus 125 for Corey Heim over on Caesars. So officially changing the top 3 to plus 125. And Nick also saying, good afternoon, gentlemen. He says, Rod, you're doing a hell of a job. And he would like to give me a shout out for guiding him in the right direction in his bets.
That's the whole purpose of the show, Nick. You know that. And of course, we are always a DM away from being able to help you out even further. All right. Let's get to our bets. After this, I want to guide you in the right direction of another thing, and we're going to talk about NYRA. Bet the run for the roses with NYRA bets. Score big on the Kentucky Derby with a double dose of rewards. Sign up today for a $25 free bet and $200 deposit bonus with promo code SGPN25. Join now to claim your $25 free bet and $200 deposit bonus at nyrabets.com/SGPN25. You want more of a convincing? Yeah, you probably do. Bet Kentucky Oaks Day with a $30 bonus. Opt in and bet at least $150 on Belmont at the Big A and Churchill Downs. $30, win or lose. We're giving you an extra $50 for Derby 150. Bet $250 on each. Bet $250 each on Belmont at the Big A and Churchill Downs for a $50 bonus, win or lose. Visit nyrabets.com to opt in. Triple Crowns here. Opt in and bet at least $25 on the Kentucky Derby and Preakness Stakes. You get a $10 bonus on Belmont Stakes Day, win or lose. NYRA Bet has everything you need to bet the fastest 2 minutes in sports with confidence. For expert picks, betting insights, promotion, and more, visit nyrabets.com. Catch all the Triple Crown action on America's Day at the races. Check out the full schedule at nyrabets.com/Fox.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted,
where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I'll tell you right now, as far as
pretty good promos going on. Oh, that's
fantastic promos. Yeah, okay. Get in there. That's probably the one. My brother was telling me a couple of days ago that he's watching a ton of horse racing because he wants to try to get into it. And I mean, there's a ton. Like I did when I do my articles for the Kentucky Derby, which I'm not doing one this year, thank God. I mean, I went down the rabbit hole so deep. I was watching like horses race underwater. I was like, this is a thing. It's not, by the way.
I've got a buddy that is into the horse race betting, and like, it's a like, there's more horse races to bet on than there is NASCAR races, and he's busy all the time, constantly betting on them. Which is, yeah, again, if that's your thing, great. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I can watch the Kentucky Derby, but the thing is that the lead up to the Kentucky Derby starts now, right? When the race doesn't, the post time's not until another 4 weeks from now, and.
And it's 2 minutes.
and it's literally done. You're like, whoa.
Imagine getting worked up for all that and it only lasting 2 minutes, Rod. Never been there before.
That's what they got. Never mind. There's probably other sponsors.
All right,
there's other sponsors out there that could take care of that for you. But yeah, let's continue down something that's not going to take 2 minutes, and that's this race.
Yeah, this one will be a struggle to keep an eye on, Rod. This is the Shitbox Special, as I labeled it here in the doc. Group F over on Caesars, Rod, this pairs up Chase Purdy, Lane Riggs, Stuart Friesen, and Matt Crafton. I'm going to take Matt Crafton plus 275. I know it's been a few weeks since we've had the Truck Series, but if you'll remember, he's been having a pretty solid season so far. We've talked about it. Like, is this a young, new Matt Crafton, right? What's going on with this guy? Yeah, it's just Matt Crafton. He's here. He's back. He looks like the old Matt Crafton. So, Rod, go back and you look. 27 starts in the Truck Series at Kansas. 3 wins here. Actually, his last win currently as of now was in 2020 here at Kansas. That's the last time he's been to victory lane in the Craftsman Truck Series. You go back to Vegas, which again, so we have been to Texas here recently, of course, mile and a half. But Vegas is the almost more true comparison. Like, it's a very direct, almost the same track as far as the configuration, as far as the banking and whatnot. So 7th place for Matt Crafton at Vegas. Chase Purdy in 16th was the next best of this group of guys. You go back to Texas, and Stuart Friesen did get the best of Crafton in that one. But Friesen's been really good at Texas specifically, but outside of Texas, we know it's been well documented on this show because we've loved to bet Stuart over the years. He's not looked very good. So you go through the season and you look at Crafton's results as well. I'm going to toss out Coda. But other than that, even with the super speedways included, 15th is his worst oval finish this season for Crafton. So like I said, things have been kind of looking up for Crafton. I trust him. He's been really good on this track before. He's won here 3 times, including his most recent win. So yeah, Matt Crafton over Stuart Friesen, Chase Purdy, and Lane Riggs at plus 275. And I would just like to say, as I was talking, Rod was editing his next bet in the document, which is great because I had the bet that Rod had. So I placed the first bet that you had, Rod. I don't know if you saw it. I had it in the document.
I didn't get a chance to check it out. Yeah.
Because I talked myself out of it. Then I noticed you took it with the same side I was going to take, and now you've flipped it, which is great. So we've worked full circle here into your next bet.
It's a beautiful thing. Well, listen, to be honest with you, I was going to throw another bet, a Matt Crafton bet out there too, just because he has been strong. But I noticed that Matt Crafton was all over the place. So I don't know why I keep mixing up Matt Crafton and Ben Rhodes in my head right now. I see two old men and I'm like, oh yeah, both these guys. And Ben Rhodes isn't even old. I don't know why they just remind me of each other. But
real quick too.
Oh yeah, go for it.
So yeah, Walter bringing up a good point here. For some reason, Caesars now has everything in the speakeasy for the trucks, Rod. Like, if you go and look at the trucks tab, the only thing under futures is just the race winner. So you have to, like, again, go to this backdoor, find things to get it. So what you do, you go into the auto tab on the Caesars app, and you scroll over to truck series. You click that up on the top. And then underneath of that, you're going to minimize the truck championship, open up the craft, or hit the down arrow for the Craftsman Heart of America 200. So it says the name of the race, then it says May 4th, then it says the name of the race again right above where it shows the list of winners. If you click on the second spot right above the list of the name of the winners where it says the name of the race, it will open up another section, again, hidden in here for whatever reason. It's got top threes, top fives, it's got manufacturer bets, it's got groups, it's got winning car number. Why it's all hidden in there again, I don't know. But yeah, if you're having trouble with this later in the week or after this, hit us up in the Discord because I can try to take a video as well and walk people through it. I don't know what Caesars has got going on over there. First of all, some of the stuff we're now alphabetizing. It makes it harder to look through bets. Figure shit out, guys, please.
Yeah.
Just help us out.
The alphabetizing stuff really is annoying.
It's fucking annoying because yeah, you've got one guy that's plus 7 million, and then the next guy's minus 120, and then the next guy's plus 80 million, and you're like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, just list it in terms of where we can understand.
That's how we've always done it, and it's worked just fine. Leave it alone.
I'm a caveman. I need to get there. So, all right, let's lead into the next bet. I tell you what, let's do this. I want to go commercial free for the rest of the episode. So let's go commercial free, and let's tell you about Underdog Fantasy. They're giving you that opportunity to go commercial free. NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting because Underdog Fantasy, easiest place to play fantasy sports. You can play their pick 'em game. It's as simple as selecting higher or lower on a player's stats, like points, rebounds, assists, so much more. And of course, in the world of racing, better than or worse than the projected finishing position of that driver. You can make your entries in all basketball, or you can mix and match across your favorite sports like basketball and hockey and racing and esports and all kinds of other stuff that they offer. You can win up to 100 times your money. Plus, it is a ton of fun. Underdog's available all over the place. So Underdog's going to also be running a ton of different promos, bonus cash airdrops, special giveaways, and more throughout the NBA playoffs. So make sure to follow at Underdog Picks on Twitter to keep an eye out. And of course, make sure to keep an eye out tomorrow and Friday as we will be giving you our favorite Underdog plays for both the trucks and the Cup Series in Kansas. We love it. We've been doing well with it all season long. So make sure you follow us on there. Underdog is available in 30 states, including California, Texas, and Canada. Plus, they've also just launched Champions, their player versus player format in Florida. So make sure you sign up with our promo code RACESGPN. Underdog is going to double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code RACESGPN.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
So, the bet that I talked myself into at first, only to talk myself out of after I... So, I was giving Majeski the benefit of the doubt in this next one because I thought... When I looked at it, when I glanced at it, right, when I started to do the research, I was like, yeah, this is okay, this will work. And then as I was going through the Majeski side on Zane Smith, I was like, this is not going to work. So I'm going to take the other side of this. And I'm going to.
I wondered as you were talking about Majeski, I'm like, how's he going to fit Majeski in between Smith and Sanchez here? Because it's going to be tough. And I think you've made the correct decision.
I think so too. Because in my head, I was just going to say, all right, so I may have dumped on Majeski now, but I'm going to give him a chance in this next matchup. And then I was like, no, not. I'm going to continue to defend him. So I've got Nick Sanchez. I'm taking him over time, Majeski, -110. Look, we talked about Majeski already. We talked about the last two times that he's been on this track, 25th and 18th. I mean, he did have a second place and an eighth place finish crammed in there, but a 30th and 11th to start off his career on this track. And then, of course, like I said, this season, he's got five top tens and seven starts. Like, it's been a fantastic season for him. Well, maybe not fantastic, but it's been a decent enough season for him so far. But then you look at Nick Sanchez, and Nick Sanchez has only got four top ten finishes in those seven starts. But one of those was a win at Daytona. One of them was a fifth at Atlanta. But really what I'm kind of going off of, I was going off of the fact that that three-race stretch between Vegas, Bristol, and Coda, right, 17th, 17th, and 18th. But then I thought about it as I was talking about Ty Majeski. That's Vegas. That's a mile and a half. That's okay. I mean, that's comparable. Bristol, short track, but he did start second in that one. And then Coda, it's a road course. So the last two races that Nick Sanchez has been in, a fourth place at Martinsville, he started on the pole and finished third at Texas. So he's kind of riding a decent momentum heading into this as well. In Kansas, though, he's actually been good. Started sixth, finished sixth in 2023 in the spring. Started second, finished eighth. Led 43 laps of that race in the fall. Now, I understand that this is still, you know, Nick Sanchez is not driving the same type of equipment that he's driving last year. But he's actually been finishing better than Majeski this season. And he's actually been finishing, you know, especially on mile and a halves. And he's done it better at Kansas over the last two races as well. So if I think Majeski's not going to be, I mean, he could be a top 10 car, but so can Nick Sanchez. And Nick Sanchez can be, you know, potentially a top six car. Whereas I think Majeski's ceiling at this is 10th place. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't mean to go all in against Majeski, but here we are. So I'm going to take Nick Sanchez over Ty Majeski, -110 on Superbook.
Yeah, I like this as well. Like I said, I was trying to bet on Majeski this weekend, but you just can't do it. And looking, I mean, Sanchez has been really, really solid on the, you know, well, really kind of everywhere, but on the mile and a half specifically. And we've seen, you know, his kind of pseudo teammate in Roger Carruth win already. Kyle Busch obviously is one in the seven truck, and it's a little bit of a different thing. But and Sanchez has been there in these races. So I couldn't talk myself into it. And I think you made the right call. If you're going to take this, I think Sanchez is the correct side.
Thank God. Like I said, it was an internal battle. And even when I was typing it out at first, I was like, Majeski over Sanchez. This doesn't feel right, but I'm gonna make the argument. And then I made it against myself in the previous box. So I was like, I'm nothing if not adaptable. Let me just change this bet.
I like it. All right, Rod, I am going to go over to the top Chevrolet market. Again, as we've talked about before, Chevrolets are a big portion of the field, but it really feels like you kind of only got six or so guys to worry about here. So I'm going to take two of these guys and hope that they are two of the better ones. And they're actually teammates, Rod. I am going to go into that McAnally Hilgeman truck racing section and take Christian Eckes plus 210. He's the favorite, but I do not mind taking the favorite in this scenario. And I'm going to take his teammate, Tyler Ankrum, plus 750. So the other guys in the Chevy camp here that I think are worth anything, Zane Smith, you're kind of going to be vulnerable to him. I think Zane's going to be good. I think he's going to be solid. I think he'll be a top five guy. We haven't seen Zane so far this year compete for the win in that truck. So I don't know why he would do it this week, really. And so I'm not too worried about that. Nick Sanchez, we just mentioned, has also been solid, should be good, but he's not going to be as good as Eckes. And I think Ankrum being a plus 750 is a great value. Caruth, we know that he can be good. He won at Las Vegas, very comparable to this, but are we catching lightning in a bottle twice? I don't know. Is that plus 650? Then it kind of falls off. It's Grant Enfinger again. Where are we kind of adding that new equipment? It's not been great. Then it's Mosack, Purdy, Curry. I mean, you're really getting into the weeds after that. So I like taking Eckes. I like taking Ankrum. Eckes is plus 210. Ankrum is plus 750. For Christian Eckes, Rod, won here in the fall, and I was there at that spring race last season. Absolute fucking rocket ship. He got destroyed, ended up getting in a big wreck, not getting the finish. But five top six finishes and eight starts here at Kansas with three different teams, Rod. He's done it at three different teams. Now, granted, one of those was Kyle Busch, which is a pretty good team, right? And Thor Sport was not bad when he was there by any means at all. And now he's been with McAnally Hilgeman, which is arguably the best team in the series. But he's been getting the results. That's exactly what you want. And then for Ankrum, Rod, you go back, you look at Texas. That was a weekend to forget for him, right? He wrecks the car. I think it was it practice? I can't remember if it was practice or qualifying, but wrecks the car, goes to the backup truck, and literally completed one lap. And on lap two, got caught up in someone else's shit, destroyed the backup truck, ended his day early. So we're going to throw that out because he didn't really get a chance to show what he had, right? But you look at the rest of his season, you know, Ankrum's kind of been so-so over the years. He's just kind of hanging out in the Satori equipment, hanging out whatever, so-so. But much like we've talked about with Taylor Gray this season where it's different, much like we talked about with Noah Gragson, much like we talked about with Ty Gibbs, some of these guys have turned the leaf and it's a new guy, right? And with Ankrum, I think we see that. You go through his finishes on ovals, you know, 25th at Coda, not worried about that, but 11th at Daytona, 7th at Atlanta, super speedways, but good runs. Second place at Las Vegas. I just said it was the most comparable track to this one, right? Fifth place at Bristol, fifth place at Martinsville. And then again, the Texas race was kind of a throwout. So he's had some really good runs this season. We've seen a lot of promise from him. I think a plus 750, he's a good way to back up. But I mean, really, Rod, and I think we'll kind of get into this as we get to the winners section of this. It should be the Christian Eckes, Corey Heim show up front. So I think getting Eckes at plus 210 is great value, especially when his outright is what, plus 350? So he finishes second to Corey Heim or something. You get him top Chevy, great price. Backing it up with his teammate who should have a fast truck as well in case something happens to Eckes. And has finished second not long ago at Las Vegas. So top Chevrolet, Christian Eckes plus 210, Tyler Ankrum plus 750.
I'll have more to say about Eckes here in a few. I wholeheartedly agree with you that this could definitely be a thing. And you know how I love Ankrum. I mean, yeah, he's just so close to like fully breaking out. I mean, he's broken out, but he's that close to just fully breaking out. So I'm with you on that one as well, especially for the number 750. That's a huge number to hang on something that could very well happen. All right, I'm going to move on to a guy we talked about earlier, making his start here in the number one truck, and that's Brett Moffitt. I'm going to throw that guy in the top five already. It's 2-1 on Bet365, plus 200 for Brett Moffitt to be in the top five. Look, Brett Moffitt came in last season, made one truck start in the number 34 truck, and he won at Talladega. He started 34th and won at Talladega. 1-for-1 in winning in 2023, but more than that, I mean, you got to just look back at this guy's history in the truck series. Truck champion in 2018, he won six races that season, 13 top fives in 23 races, 13 top tens. So all of his top fives, all of his top tens were top five finishes in that season. 2019, four wins, 13 top fives, 17 top tens. He had three poles in that one as well. Finished third that season in the championship. So, I mean, Brett Moffitt is a guy who has won 13 truck races in his career. This is a guy who knows Victory Circle. 40 top fives in 93 races. I mean, that's a hell of a percentage. You look at his mile and a half, his speedway racing career between mile and 2 miles, so pretty much a mile and a half. 51 career starts in that, 6 wins, 20 top fives, 30 top tens, 4 poles. He has led 716 laps in that time as well. I mean, look, he's in that one truck, right? We know that the one truck is pretty damn good if somebody, the right person is driving it. Christopher Bell finished 5th in Las Vegas in this truck earlier in the season, and he started 14th in that race. So he had to. We thought Christopher Bell had, you know, the chance to actually win that one. He moved his way up through the field, but I don't think he was ever really. He led 2 laps in that, but that was all pit cycle. That wasn't necessarily just on speed alone. But he still finished in the top 5. Jack Hawksworth finished 6th at Austin. I know it's a road course, but that one truck, just one spot outside of the top 5 in that. I mean, outside of that, you know, Tony Bringer, Colby Howard, William Sawalich drove this. Chris Wright drove it at Texas, crashed out. So, I mean, really of the notable names, 2 of them have parked it inside or close to the top 5. And Brett Moffitt, the legacy story guy that he is, I think he's good enough to drive this one truck straight into the top 5. And at 2-1, if you're doubling up your money, I think that's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah. I was a little upset with you, Rod, when I got on the document. I saw you had this one already. I've got more on Moffitt here in a few, so I'll continue to expand on that. But I love this bet. I think Moffitt top 5 is great value this weekend, especially that truck. I mean, like you just laid out the case. It's the same truck Corey Heim's in, and these trucks have been fast. We've seen guys do really well. And gals, I mean, Tony's done really well in this truck as well for the level I think that she's at. So, yeah, love Moffitt top 5 at 2-1.
Beautiful. I'm glad that I'm still capable of picking good bets. All right, what do we got next?
I'm starting to think maybe I should have just made this into a ladder, but that's okay. We're just going to spread them throughout the show anyways. Matt Crafton, top 5, 7-1, Rod. I laid out the case here earlier. 7th place at Las Vegas. Really, I don't think I need to go too much farther back into everything else I already said, but he was really close that day, and I understand, you know, there were some scenarios there. Kyle Busch ends up with a penalty, and some other things happen. I want to make sure if that one jackass is still listening. Ty Majeski was fast that day before something happened to him, which was the whole fucking point of my argument before. Anyways, but things happened, and he ends up in 7th place, almost in the top 5, Rod, so... Well, maybe things happen this weekend and he ends up there. Kansas has been a particularly good track for Matt Crafton over the years. Like I mentioned, 3 wins here, his last career win at this point in time. Maybe he's got another one coming, Rod. Has been here at Kansas. 7-1 for a top 5 is a good value on Matt Crafton. So getting in on that.
Yep. I mean, again, I'm with you on Matt Crafton for sure because I want to see old men succeed. That is the name of the game. Matt, I'm older than you, so I can call you old. Maybe.
That's why Rod watches our show back before he goes to bed at night, because he likes to see old men succeed, and here he is.
Which is funny, because I wouldn't watch it for that exact reason. According to the world, I'm failing at this, so we'll take that at face value. All right, you talked about Ekus earlier. I'm going to go one further. I know you said top Chevy. I still think he could probably cash top Chevy if he still finishes inside the top 3, which, you know, a win, 2nd or 3rd, obviously that's good enough. But I'm going to give him inside the top 3. The fact that this is still plus money, that's why I'm saying top 3. I know that the top Chevy is also a good bet, and I'm definitely with you on that one. But I still think extending that into the top 3 is good as well at plus 130. Because you talked about it, right? He won on this track in the fall of last year, right? He only led 2 laps doing it. Started 8th and won this race. He's finished 2nd here, 6th, 4th, 5th. Like, he's been around the top 3 for most 4 top 5 finishes. Half of his finishes have been inside of the top 5, which is close enough to the top 3 for me to feel comfortable with this bet. And then, of course, you look at what he's done so far this season, 3 top 5s in 7 starts. Now, again, that's a little misleading because we've had Daytona, we had Atlanta, 10th place and 32nd place for him there. Kind of, you know, not good, but Vegas, he finished 6th. I know it's not a top 3, but it's still pretty damn close. He won at Bristol, 8th at Texas, 1st at Martinsville, 4th at Texas. So he's living around the area that I feel comfortable taking a plus money bet on him to get into the top 3 on a track that he's been very, very good at in his career. And I just don't, you know, like I said, I still feel like the books mispriced this, which is why you need to swoop on it. So give me Christian Ekus, top 3, plus 130.
Yeah, no arguments from me here, obviously. I made the case earlier. I still like taking the top Chevy because the number you're getting it at, but this covers you if Araja wins or Nick Sanchez wins or Zane Smith wins or Tyler Ankrum wins or even finishes second and Ekus ends up being in third place. It does cover you there as well. So it's kind of walking that ladder and the ladder's not done, Rod, because we like Christian Ekus this week and he should be fast. He should be good. I borrowed a page, Rod, out of your playbook this weekend. And I'm going to go with winning truck number. So found winning truck number on Caesars, by the way, speaking of Caesars, Walter points out that, Heim's already down to plus 100. We changed the market. I'm telling you this, you got to listen to the show live if you're ever able to, because things move quickly and I've noticed a lot more lately. And I think you're starting to get a lot more, sharper bettors and stuff that are getting in on NASCAR and whatnot, but lines are moving very quickly throughout the week. And if somebody gives out a play and some people get on it, which hopefully you guys did, it gets moved pretty quick. So just wanted to toss that out there. But anyways, Rod, winning truck number 10 to 19 plus 105. Rod, you get Corey Heim in this section and you get Christian Ekus in this section. That right there at plus 105 for the two guys who are the favorites at what are their outrights? They're at plus 350, plus 375 range each. You're getting both of these guys included in there at this number. So that alone, I think, is kind of the end of the argument. But General Cobb doesn't have a chance. We're not even going to try and pretend. Jake Garcia is included in here. Rod, I had him penciled in the dock. I changed it. 80-1 on Jake Garcia. I decided not to call my shot. Like last time I gave out an 80-1 at a similar track. It did work out. Keep an eye on Jake Garcia. Could be a sneaky guy this weekend. I'm not going to give it out, but Tanner Gray is included in this. He's capable of winning. I don't know that he could, but capable. Taylor Gray is included in this, Rod. I think you might make a case for him in a few minutes. He's very capable of winning. And Tyler Ankrum is included in this. You get Corey Heim, Christian Ekus, Tyler Ankrum, and Taylor Gray, and then toss in Tanner Gray, Jake Garcia, and Jennifer Joe Cobb. But you get those four guys at plus 105? I mean, outside of that, what am I super worried about? Who else, Rod, is going to come out here, dominate this race, and win it? Maybe Nick Sanchez could. Okay, maybe. Nick Sanchez beats me in this bet, fine. Ty Majeski, there's an outside chance. I wanted to make the argument, but Zane Smith, okay, I could see that. Other than that, I mean, does Raja really repeat what he did? Could Moffitt do it? I'm going to be covered anyways. Nobody else is going to do it, Rod, and come out and dominate this race and win. And you're giving me those four guys who are all very much capable of doing it on top of a couple other guys who could accidentally win this race, as you like to say. Plus 105, I think, is a steal for winning truck number being 10 to 19. Just such a loaded range, and you're still getting it at plus money, barely plus money. But, hey, plus money is plus money. And I'll take it. I love this bet, Rod. I mean, you might even be better just doing this rather than trying to pick Ekus or Heim as far as the top of your outrights. Just put the money you would have put on them on this and get both of them.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I did stay away from the number bet this time because I didn't want to be a broken record, but I'm glad you did it because that's the one that I would have taken.
I was shocked. As I was looking at the bets, I go, Rod has to have this, right? And I looked in the dock and I go, oh, Rod doesn't have this? Yeah, we're getting this in here.
Well, because I went a different way with this and I actually took a page out of your book and I went with the winning manufacturer.
Reversing roles this week.
Yeah, well, listen, we got to shake it up somehow, right? Got to keep it fresh. But look, I'm going with the winning manufacturer. Chevy is listed right now at minus 150. When you look at what the races have been over the last few, it's been Chevy, Toyota, Ford, Toyota, Chevy. So Chevy has won the last two, but that was Grant Enfinger and Christian Ekus. Now, we made a case for Christian Ekus to be a top three car, but I'm telling you right now, I don't think Christian Ekus is going to win this race. I know you're going to make a case for it in a little bit, but I just, to me, it's like asking too much for him to do it again, right? So I'm saying maybe not Chevy this time around. But with Toyota, look, when you talk about Toyota, you talked about the 10 to 19 range. Look, Toyota, you get Brett Moffitt, which we talked about. Brett Moffitt ends up winning this race and it's outside of that 10 to 19 range, you're covered by this, especially at plus 230, which is where Toyota is at. Ford's at plus 475. If you really want to do that, I would not advise that. But if you're feeling Ford, if you're feeling froggy, maybe go for it. But again, you get Moffitt at this price. You get Corey Heim. You get Taylor Gray. And you get a guy that I wanted to put on the card, but I just didn't, and that was Stuart Friesen. I think Friesen may have a sneaky good race. So if there's a way you feel comfortable getting in on Friesen, I couldn't get him as a top five. I didn't really want to suggest a top five. If we had top 10 at a decent price, I would have considered him in a top 10. His matchups are not that sexy to me, so I just couldn't get in on Friesen like at a good price. But again, if he ends up winning this race on accident, then you're covered here as well, especially at plus 230. So those are some pretty heavy hitters right there in the Toyota camp. Because look, with Chevy, minus 150, but that's because they got almost half the field. Like that's why they're minus 150, is because there's so many of them that it's statistically more probable for them to get a win than Toyota.
And we went over it in the group bet. There's not that many Chevys that really can win the race anyways.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we're talking about. And Jessica, exactly, what do we think about Heim? Well, Heim, if he does win this race, this is covered in this Toyota bet. I don't know that we're going to bet him as an outright because it's
hard. I mean, really, it's crazy that you get this at plus 230 when you get him at plus 350. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not paying, you know, you're paying a little bit less, but you're getting also... And also, and these other guys that are capable of winning too. And I'll be honest, when it comes to outright winners, we'll jump into it, Rod, because we're at that section and Jessica's asking. And I did, if you're just tuning in, Jessica, thank you, by the way. I did give out Corey Heim top three at plus 125 at the top of the show because I do really like that. And when it comes to winners, in my opinion, you got to choose. You pick one. It's Corey Heim. It's Christian Eckes. I don't think whichever one you pick is not wrong. Obviously, they're not both going to hit, but picking one of them is not a bad bet at the numbers that they're at. So I found Christian Eckes at plus 380 and Corey Heim is around plus 375. So Christian Eckes, 380, that's the way I went. Look, he won here in the fall, revenge after having a blazing fast truck in both qualifying and in the race in the spring. Again, got caught up in that horrific wreck. I have to go back and find that picture. I had the media pass, Rod. I don't know if you saw. NASCAR tweeted out a video of me today, Rod. I don't know if you saw that. It was the fight between Noah Gragson.
Oh, yeah. Name,
but I was in the video.
You were,
so
too.
It was a video of me, right? So that's how I looked at it. But, yeah, go check out at NASCAR Gambling on the X if you want to see me in the video there. I took a screenshot, highlighted that. So, I took a picture of that truck down in the garage area after, just obliterated. It was rough, but they figured something out there. And then he's been even better this season than he was last year. So you have to go with Christian Eckes. I think, again, he's been fast and he's just been in a rocket ship. I think it's a toss up between him and Corey Heim. Pick which one you like better. You want to cheer for. In the past, it's always been Heim for me, but I got to lean Eckes. That's why I wanted to make sure I got the Heim top three in there earlier too. So I'm covered on both of these guys. Then Rod, Brett Moffitt, 12-1. You talked about him earlier. But love this guy and love this truck. Not only is Brett Moffitt in this race, which we love to see because he's not had a full-time ride this season or really any rides this season, but he's in a truck that's capable of winning, that's capable of doing well. 12-1 is a steal for Brett Moffitt. You talked about it as one truck race last year he won. It was Talladega, but hey, 1-for-1 with a win, that's pretty good. He's also won here at Kansas previously in 2020 in the GMS equipment. He finished, there was three Kansas races in 2020 for the record too, because they had a doubleheader earlier on with the COVID deal and then one later in the season. But one here and one of those with GMS, had a second place finish also with GMS. GMS trucks were good. Well, now he's in a good truck again with Tricon, right? Probably a better truck than the GMS trucks were. Seventh place last season in the Xfinity race here, Rod, in an A&M car. I don't know if you've seen what Haley Deegan's done this season in the same truck car. It's not been good. And he was having a great season last year. Really, it was sad to see him lose that ride because he made the most of it and had great runs. Seventh here, ninth at Auto Club, 10th at Texas last season. All good runs by him. And again, in lesser equipment, battling against the JGRs, battling against the JRMs, battling against the colleagues who were a little better last season. I think that getting him in a top-tier truck at a Tricon at 12-1 is an absolute steal. And then Matt Crafton, Rod, the streak ends this weekend. If it's not Eckes, if it's not Moffitt, Matt Crafton back in victory lane to get his final career truck series win, 50-1. Yes, calling my shot. His final win. You know what, Rod? His final Truck Series win will be at Kansas. I'll give you that. You decide whether it's the 2020 race or this one. But his final career win is going to be at Kansas. I think it might be this weekend. 50 to 1's worth it. Again, we've kind of seen this rejuvenated Matt Crafton. He's coming this season, attacking it. Seventh place in Las Vegas. Gets in the right scenario. Maybe Christian Eckes wrecks. Is that possible, Rod? Well, it happened in this race last season. Maybe something happens to Corey Heim. That doesn't happen very often, but it's possible. You know, maybe we get into a late race restart or whatever the deal is. He's, like I said, with Roger Carruth at Las Vegas, he's probably going to need some help. What happened for Roger Carruth to win? Well, first of all, Roger was just fast that day, but he needed a little help, right? He needed a Kyle Busch speeding penalty or whatever. I don't remember what it was. He needed Ty Majewski to whatever the hell happened to him when he was fast that day. Make sure I say that he was fast that day, Rod. You might need some help to hit this, but it's possible. Again, we don't give out long shots. Fernando Alonso 66-1 for the fastest lap 2 weeks ago for no reason. We don't give out long shots. Noah Gragson top four at 26-1 or whatever it was last weekend, Rod. We don't give out long shots. Roger Carruth 80-1 at Las Vegas for no reason. There's a reason we give them out. They're capable of hitting. Matt Crafton King get it done. Not the most likely scenario. That's why it's 50-1, obviously, but he's capable of it. If the dice fall correctly, I don't really know what I was trying to say there, but that works. Matt Crafton, 50-1. Give it to me.
Score one for the old man. I like that. Walter saying, it's nice to see you guys. You're getting along very nicely tonight. No violence.
This is not the Xfinity Series show, so Rod and I get along. That's really the only time we argue.
We got to get Xfinity Series boxing gloves is what we got to do, and that way when we choose violence in that aspect.
Somebody's good at editing videos, you can edit that Ross Chastain, Noah Gragson video with Rod and I's heads on it, and we'll post that saying that's us doing Xfinity. So if you got some free time this weekend, that's us when we're making Xfinity bets.
I mean, there's already people out there that are adept at making memes of me. So,
yeah, Rod's already been made into a meme this week.
I love it. I'm here for it all day long. All right, my outright, because again, you kind of just throw a coin in the air for this one on those top favorites and see which one you like. But I'm going to go a little farther down the list. I'm going to say Tay Gray. We haven't brought his name up too much today. 14-1 as an outright on this track. Old Tay-Tay's been on a tear. The Shifties have been happy this season. Six top 10s in seven starts. His only finish outside of the top 10 this season was that 19th place finish at Daytona, where he crashed. Since then, fourth at Atlanta, fourth at Vegas, seventh at Bristol, second at Austin, sixth at Martinsville, seventh at Texas, first on the moon. Like, it doesn't matter what environment this guy has been driving on, he has been doing well. He has been finishing up around the front. And, within spitting distance of the win in Austin as well, spitting distance of the win here last season in the fall, second place after starting 16th in that 17th, right? In both of his, in fact, if you want to talk about consistency, in both of his starts on this have been top 10 finishes, a ninth place in the spring, a second place finish in the fall. He got better. He's been getting better. Like Taylor Gray, you know, I think we didn't hit one of, but that was Xfinity Series. We're riding the streak, and you know, he got it done in the Xfinity Series 1 week for us, and then didn't necessarily get it done last week for us in the Xfinity Series. But in the Truck Series, back home after all of this Xfinity racing, watch out. He's had some high-level racing up there in the Xfinity Series, and he's been crushing it. He's going to come back down to the trucks. It's going to feel like he's going back down to his middle school, and he's like the big senior high school guy, and he's going to try to play dodgeball with all of his middle school buddies again. Now he's crushing them. So I feel like that's going to be Taylor Gray. Shifties are going to rejoice and maybe write songs about his win in Kansas. And 14-1 for a guy that finished second place last year and has been on the tear that he's been on this season. Like, give me all the Taylor Gray that I can handle at 14-1.
Yeah, I'm never going to argue with the Taylor Gray bet, Rod. So fully endorse this. I love it. I was sad I couldn't find a problem with these guys that we love to bet on. We've been betting on Taylor the last two seasons. I mean, he was one of those guys we were getting 7-8-1s for top fives, and he was getting close and giving us the sweats. And those days are gone right now. Now he's 14-1 as far as the outright. So a little harder to find other ways to bet on him, but I was glad that you found a way, or I would have forced a way to bet on him, because we're not going a week without betting on Taylor Gray. So love this kid, love the talent. And again, as to what you can't look at just how he's been the last few years, Rod, another example of new year, new Taylor. He stepped up. and everything's clicking for him. And it's been a little rough last couple weeks in Xfinity. Don't let you think, well, he's had a rough time in Xfinity. I can't do it. Truck Series is different. This is his series, his team. And he's, you know, in a car that's not, well, I guess he was in a Gibbs car, not a Saint-Mont car, but never mind. Anyways, that forget about that point. But yeah, love Taylor this week. And 14-1 is a good number.
I do too. All right, get out your pen and paper. We're going to go over our bets for this Heart of America 200. Sorry, no graphic today. I ran long on my day job, and so I couldn't necessarily get to it. But it's all right. We'll get one for you next time. Cody, anytime you pick Corey Heim, Cody, it makes me do that thing where I sound like I've never talked a day in my life before. So thanks for that.
It's okay. I've been called Corey a number of times in my life.
So. Cody started
it's
you out.
It's no problem, Rob. Don't worry about it.
Ooh, yeah, that's for sure, Rob. Cody started you out with Corey Heim as a top three car, or truck rather, at plus 125. I said that Zane Smith would finish better than Ty Majeski at minus 120. Cody gave you the Caesars Group F special of Matt Crafton winning that over Purdy Riggs and Stuart Friesen at plus 275. I gave you Sanchez over Majeski at minus 110. Cody gave you Ekus or Ankrum as the top Chevy. Ekus at plus 210, Ankrum at plus 750. I said Brett Moffitt would be a top five truck at plus 200. Find that at Bet365. Cody gave you Matt Crafton as a top five truck at 7-1. I said Christian Ekus would be a top three truck at plus 150. Cody said that the winning truck number would be between 10 and 19 at plus 105. I said that Toyota would be the winning manufacturer at plus 230. Cody gave you Christian Ekus at plus 380. Brett Moffitt at 12-1. Matt Crafton at 50-1 to win this race. I said, give me Tay-Tay Gray at 14-1 to win this race. Cody, I noticed that we did not start out the show making our fantasy picks for the boys over there at the NASCAR
preview show. Oh, my God, Rod. Wow. See, this is what happens when you make the sheet and I wasn't paying any attention.
I know.
Let's do that. So, yes, that's a great call by you. I'm glad you passed your test. I was making sure you were paying attention. You passed it. So
we can't lose not putting a pick in. That's all there is
true.
To it.
Oh, that would not been great. So if you haven't been following along, got a little friendly competition over on Driver Group Game. They've got a Truck Series Fantasy League. So we're doing a competition with our friends over at the NASCAR Betting Preview Show. Make sure you check those guys out, Derek and Phil, always coming out with the Truck Series episode. So each week we give out our picks. They give out their picks on their show as well. And they're a great listen. A lot of times we have a lot of the same good points. I love when I tune into their show and they make the same points we made or make a different point on the same guy. And I'm like, yes, yes, I should have said that on the show. Thank you. That backs up my points. So love it, Rod. Okay, let's take a look here. Standings last time out, which would have been Texas, we secured another victory, as we've done a few times this season, 322 points to 307. We currently have that's a lot of math, 173 point lead. I can't math very good. 173 point lead over them, Rod. So we're doing pretty well. So let's go into our entries. Kansas Speedway. All right. Group A starter. We've got 9 starts left on Christian Ekus. You have any problem with that, Rob?
Well, who else is in Group A real quick?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Corey Heim is also in Group A. We have 8 starts left on there. So, I mean, either one is fine.
Well, but we already talked about the fact that it's Ekus over Heim, really, in our hierarchy. Yeah. So let's do Ekus.
Yeah, I think we just play Ekus and call it good from there. I think you probably it'll be one of those two guys. I'm sure from them. So B drivers, we do have Tyler Ankrum. We got Taylor. So we need 2 B drivers, by the way. So Tyler Ankrum, Taylor Gray, Brett Holmes. Maybe Brett Holmes will we play just because we're not going to get a ton of starts from him. That's really the only guys I think we should even consider.
And so we've already started Taylor a couple of times. So we're
So both Taylor and Tyler Taylor Gray and Tyler Ankrum, we have 6 starts left apiece. So
let's save
But we're gonna have to probably use I think we do Brett Holmes for sure.
Yep.
We have 2 B drivers. So we're gonna have to start I think we start one of the guys. I think
let's
we
do can, Gray.
Okay, that's fine. I'm good with that. Because there's guys in here like Enfinger we can use on a short track. Lane Riggs we can use on a short track. Stuart Friesen, we might find a spot or two for, you know, Timmy Hill's in this group. We can use him on a super speedway. So Tanner Gray's also in this group. So guys that we can use elsewhere if we need to. So yes, Brett Holmes, Taylor Gray will be our plays there. And then rounded out with a C driver, Rod, Raja Carruth. We got 6 starts left on him. I think he's probably the way to go. You've got Bailey Curry, Jennifer Joe Cobb, Spencer Boyd, Thad Moffitt. I think we just play Raja on this one.
Yeah. Why do that to us? Like, why make
yeah,
us?
Yeah, and I don't know.
That's,
like,
that's a very.
This group is very light, and there's not, like, there's a lot of guys on here, like William Swalich and Tony Bredinger.
But they're
These people will all be in here if they're racing, but they're not racing this week. So you got, like, Johnny Sauter, Jesse Love. All these people are in here, Jack Wood, but none of them are racing this weekend. So you're kind of it's a limited group. And I think Raja. Again, he won on the most similar track to this, so we just play him. We did play him at Las Vegas, by the way, part of our big lead because he had a massive fantasy day for us. So I think we roll it with him. So Christian Eckes, Brett Holmes, Taylor Gray, Raja Carruth will be our drivers against them this week. Make sure you go tune in to the NASCAR betting preview show. I think usually Thursday is when they get that Truck Series episode out. So check that out, and yeah, hopefully we can beat them again.
Robert talking about, I like to screenshot it so I don't forget. Robert, if you're in the here's the thing. If you go to Discord, I will make a graphic later on today. I will put it in the Discord. You can have it there. So make sure you're sg.pn/Discord. I will post up the screenshot that you guys can take up there. And of course, JDK saying, being here the whole time, boys. Great show as always. Thank you, JDK.
I think that's Canadian for Ben here the whole time, but
it is. Okay. It you is. Know, I speak a little Canadian. It's cool.
Love you, JDK. Thanks for jumping in. Again, he's the one in the Discord that pointed out that Bowman at 5-1. So hope you got it. Let's go truck racing under the lights, Rod. Always a good time.
Always a good time. You know what else is a good time? Letting everybody go so they can set up their betting cards. And we'll do exactly that. So on the way out the door, Cody, let everyone know where they can find you out in this wide world of sports.
Yeah, and come back tomorrow. We'll talk more fantasy truck racing with the underdog picks are already out, so we'll have those. And DFS lineups as well. Truck Series getting their own show again with no Xfinity this week. And we'll come back, do the same thing on Friday with the Cup Series. So make sure you're tuning in. Rod, you can follow me over on the X at Husker_Zeeb. I'm going to have an underdog NASCAR article out this weekend, so extra plays over there. So make sure you're checking that out. And all the stuff I got over there. It's a lot of stuff. So I appreciate you guys. Rod, a little behind the scenes, NASCAR articles were 3 of the top 5 most looked at articles on sportsgamblingpodcast.com last month. So shout out to all of you for looking at those articles, viewing them. They keep track. The bosses notice stuff like that and helps get more content like an underdog article this weekend. So, we got some stuff at the end of the month for the big racing weekend. Don't worry. There'll be plenty of stuff. So appreciate you guys reading that stuff and looking at it. Means a lot to me and helps everything. So yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. Can't wait.
Can't wait indeed. Follow me on Twitter at RJ Villagomez. Link in the bio, everything I got going on, whether it's here, whether it's Sportsbook Review, whether it's In Between Media, all that good stuff going on. And we'll see you guys again tomorrow. So until then, let's go racing and let it ride. So you'll see your shadow.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.